So I guess the poll is closed. The poll is pretty much closed. The polls are closed. The results, it's pretty,
I didn't vote. I was waiting until today to vote.
Close to a bell. That's too late. Lost it. Sort of a bell curve. Close to a bell curve.
I don't want that tail.
Of the existential
only one existentialist.
But there was a one also, so
hey, look at
you.
Now I'm talking about Rob, like you said, before you vote before, and I count this like 100 votes.
Yeah, I think it's worth to stick it out. I think it's something that so you have to work a little harder on it. I mean, I think there is an idea of look, it's not as if this is the closest I'm going to come to giving you Musa right now. Not as if every available moment were used fully in preparation and you just simply don't have enough time to do it. So if that were the complaint, then I would take it more seriously. But if it's I don't want to work so hard, that's a different question. I mean, the truth of the matter is in every situation you should work hard. Even something that seems easy, if you're not really totally devoting yourself to it, you're not going to get the same amount out of it if you're relaxing. Where's Ram? That's the Ram says it, right? There's a Torah you learn when you're sitting and relaxing, sipping pina coladas on the beach, just contemplating ideas, because those ideas don't stay with you. The relaxing learning doesn't stay with you. That's entertainment. That's entertainment. I'm trying to be more than entertaining. So,
I'm not entertaining.
Try to entertain the right part of you. So, this sugya also, I mean, it's something that's very hard to do on your own. Even hard to do with a good charusa. And, you're not going to, it's an opportunity to get knowledge is something that's, I don't know how many opportunities you're really going to have to get Erevin, to get basics down. And it gives you a different way of, it's a different type of learning. It's more comprehensive, but it's still not, like I told BMAC, it's not, just because it's complex, we're still not bean counters over here. There's a lot of complexity, but it's ideas. It's still ideas. And I think this is probably the most complicated sugya that we have before us. So this is, you got the impression that this is just getting started in the complication. As Sammy says, it's all downhill from here. In the good downhill. Yesh Gorson, good downhill, Yesh Gorson, bad downhill. But, yeah. I think it's nice to have to be in something, to be in something. Okay. Anyhow, but this is definitely more, I don't think the rest of the stuff is as complicated as this, but it's a good way to get into it and get a lot of basic stuff out of this sugya. Alright, next week is something else. Don't think that every point of this has to be retained for the rest of the sugya. It's not true. Just the main points, just the main familiarity with the points, the lechi, the mavoi, the korah, different shim of fulash. You're never going to see a mavoi akum again. You're not going to have to worry about a mavoi akum again. But you have to keep in mind that a mafulash is different than a sasam. You have to keep in mind that it can't have breaks up that are bigger than 10. Alright? But other than that, you don't have to be holding in this for the rest of the time. Okay. But while we're here, let's really get it good. Okay. So, The one thing that still bothers me a little bit, what Mitnick is somebody else is asking me, is according to Rashi's chat, where is the schema on the end of that novel? Right. Smash for the diagonal, no?
No.
In other words, when he says it's Tarasa Kisasa, I mean, you don't need anything. And then the Gemara says if it was greater than 10, it would be one Mavoy. Right. Where is the schema? In other words, is the schema over here, or is the schema here to here?
What was it for something?
Straight, continuing the lines, or in the corner? It's easier to say the schema is straight, because that's a normal kind of a test. You have a wall, and you have a continuation of the wall. Right. To say that you have a Pesach from year to year, that's so sane, is a little bit strange. Mm-hmm. Because it's like
what makes
it's like Nifrat Mitzido, it's like totally open.
As long as less than 10, what's the difference between that and just the width between the walls? What's the difference?
Because you don't really say an opening that's, you don't necessarily say an opening that's complete, like one entire wall that's missing. You don't normally consider that a schema.
No, it's not a breach, so why would you call it anything other than a zipsifa? So then that's where the Mavoy ends.
Can we prove anything factually? I mean, it's definitely true that when he says it's Tzuris HaPesach, he's definitely saying the Tzuris HaPesach is in the corner. That he's definitely saying. But...
Yeah, so you can make the Tzuris HaPesach... it doesn't have to extend from one end to the other.
Right.
So if he holds it, you can make the Tzuris HaPesach...
You can put the Tzuris HaPesach in the middle of your Mavoy. You can always put... You know, the Tzuris HaPesach doesn't have to be at the schema, per se.
Right.
You can always put the Tzuris HaPesach wherever you want. Put a lechi over here if you want.
So I'm saying, so if he holds it, that it really... The schema of Mavoy is really at the end there before the corner, you wouldn't be able to put the Tzuris HaPesach at the corner.
The old schema is... No, but let's see what I'm saying. According to Shmuel, the schema is here, you don't need anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. But if you're going to say the schema is not here, you mean but the schema, the question is that Pesach a schema or not? Because in the smash mode, so there's always going to be in the diagonal. It's always going to be the diagonal.
Or isn't it the continuation of the wall?
Continuation of this wall.
Well, if you're going that way, then it's the continuation of the upper wall at the schema, because that's the Pesach.
Right.
Is there a reason you don't want to say it's the diagonal?
Because I don't want it to, I prefer if it's not a Pesach, it's not a continuation of the wall.
Why don't you have the same problem even if you say it's a straight line?
Because it's a continuation of this wall.
Oh, that wall. But in general, you wouldn't have it, let's say you just had two things with an eight on those divisions. So you're saying that would...
I have to look into that. I know definitely if it's open to a rod, it's a problem. But maybe it's because it's open to a Rosh Hashanah, that's different.
I see the difference between the extension of the wall and its own side. Right. But at the Rosh of the thing... You have no problem as long as it's less than 10, call it a psifa.
But it's not a schema. It's not a schema at the Rosh. You need something else. You need a slechi or a tzuris HaPesach.
As long as you
don't need anything. So.
As long as you're comfortable with the idea of psifa as being a part of the Mavoy.
They're not saying it's part of the Mavoy.
Well, I have to look into it. It's
part of the Mavoy.
No, it's not part of the walls, though. That's
not part of the wall. I have to look into it. It's something that needs to be looked into a little bit.
But let's, okay. Alright, so let's learn the sugya. Now let's take Rashi's Rebbe. Okay? Shot-wise. So how does it work out according to Rashi's Rebbe? Comes out like this. That He doesn't seem to change anything with Mefulash, right? Mefulash would seem to be the same. The only the question, though, is Toroso Kisosum. That according to Rashi's, according to the Zokain, the Toroso Kisosum would mean what? Would mean what? Not that each Mavoi is considered closed off, right? But what? In terms of the Lashon, what does it mean?
The Pesach.
The Pesach is like a Sosom. Meaning that middle Pesach, is like a Pesach of a Sosom. Correct? That middle Pesach is like the Pesach of a Sosom. Okay, right? The middle Pesach is like a Pesach. And what does a Pesach of a Sosom require? Correct. Ben Simon, what does the Pesach of a Sosom require? A Lechi. Orka. So that corner would require a Lechi. Okay. Now the Gemara says, let's just go through the chat. Now the Gemara says, what? I like reading in Shir. I don't know, some people seem to be bothered by it. I can't do it any other way. So what is the Gemara say? That if you're going to say it's bigger than 10 Amos, then what? No. According to the Rebbe. Niski Belechi? It's a totally different question. Right? According to Rashi's Pshat, right, when the Gemara said if it's bigger than 10, what was the question? The question was, it's one Mavoi. Havikichad Mavoi. Right, now according to Rashi's Pshat, Toroso Kisoso means that the opening at the end is a closure. Right? The opening at the end is sealed. Okay? It's breaking it into two sealed mavois. Right?
Who is this?
According to Rashi himself. Right? The question has to fit the Shita. According to Rashi himself, when I say it's a Mavoi Sosom, I'm saying that there's a fully functional Pesach over there. Like any other Pesach of a Kosher Mavoi. That doesn't change the structure of the Mavoi itself. So it's a fully functioning Pesach, and it closes up the Mavoi, and I have two Mavuas Stumos. Right? So then when the Gemara says, if it's bigger than 10, what is it doing effectively? It's removing the stima. So now what made it two mavuos is the fact that there was a stima. I removed the stima, now it's one mavoi. Right? That's if you're going to learn Rashi himself. That's how Rashi himself learns. Shot. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rashi's Rebbe is saying that what? That even when he calls it a Mavoi Sosom, he still requires some tikkun in that corner. So what does that indicate? That it's not two Mavuos that are closed off. Because you don't never need a tikkun in a closed off place. Why would you need, if that corner Pesach were really sealed, were deemed to be sealed off, well, Lechi doesn't go on a sealed off wall, right? You don't put Lechis up in the Psachim Techateros, right? You only put Lechi up in the opening to the Rosh Hashanah. So according to Rashi's Rebbe, Toroso Kisosom means, even Toroso Kisosom means that it still is considered an opening to the Rosh Hashanah. Right? According to Rashi, that was part of the question itself. Right? Is it an opening to the Rosh Hashanah, making it Mefulash? Or is it a stima, making it two closed, sealed Mavuos? Right? And then, of course, there's no room for a Lechi on a closed corner. What's next?
I'm just not sure what the move that you're making that different.
But according to Rashi's Rebbe, I'm not sure what the question is. According to Rashi's Rebbe, he's not, even when he says Toroso Kisosom, he's never viewing it like two He's not viewing it like a sealed off mavoi. Right?
How do you know?
Because it is a lachi. It is a lachi.
What does sealed off mavoi mean?
You mean meaning a Pesach that's not considered. He's still considering it a knisa to this mavoi.
Okay.
Right. He's still considering this mavoi to have two knisas. The only thing is, it's not the two knisas that make it a mafulash. Mm-hmm. Right? It's a strange breed. It's a mavoi sasum with two openings, two knisas. But a kinesa of a mavoi sasam only requires a lefi. Right? I'm just saying the facts. Right? Okay. Now, so then when the Gemara says, if it's bigger than 10, then the question is what? Then the question is, no, apparently it can still be a kinesa. It can still be a kinesa. It still is a kinesa. That's the fascinating thing. According to the way Rashi's learning. It's still a kinesa. But the kinesas mavoi, a lechi is only a good tikkun if the kinesa is 10.
How do you know that?
I don't know which part. Because that's what the Gemara doesn't say. Otherwise, Rashi should have said the same question for both his Rebbe and his own shot. The question should simply be that it's one long mavoi. The question is not that it's one long mavoi. The question is how could a lechi function on a knisa? It's true, it's a knisa. It's true, it's a knisa, and it's true that it's still, according to Shmuel, conceivably a mavoi sasam. The only thing is, you can't put a lechi on a knisa of a mavoi sasam that's bigger than 10 amos. That's the only problem.
Why do you think that it's a knisa?
Well, what else is it?
It's a pirkei.
So then it should be one long mavoi.
Yes, so, so that's what he's saying.
No, that's what he's saying.
Money.
That's what he's saying. That if it's one mavoi. If it's one, why not?
That's the second question. That's the question according to the Mishnah Kama.
No, well, he's saying Minisi Blechi, Atu Lechi, the Yosem Yasser, the Mavoi Sasam, and the Hani.
Exactly. So it's a Mavoi Sasam with the Knisa Yosem Yasser.
Minisi Blechi means it's not going to be enough for Lechi. You need more than that. It's not saying you don't need anything at all.
Right?
And the ability to lessen the function is just removed.
Exactly.
Same kind of thing.
Oto hadavar. Same kind of thing is just the function. It's just what you need doesn't work here. It'd be like if a guy had, it'd be just like if this mavoi, it'd be just like if a regular mavoi was 11. You couldn't put a lechi here. Why couldn't you put a lechi there? Because it's a mavoi mafulash. No! Because a lechi doesn't work, and I'm always awesome. It's bigger than 10.
Wouldn't we call that a pizza?
No. Not a pizza.
Why do you call it a pizza?
Would you call it a pizza?
From my understanding.
How can you not call it a pizza?
You can have a mower that a Shane Pesa? I'm sorry, a Kanisa that a Shane Pesa?
Can you have a kinesa bigger than 10 amos?
Yes.
You can have a kinesa bigger than 10 amos.
With the churros.
Good. So you're going to close it up.
Why isn't this a pirtza, though?
Yeah,
this is a pirtza. If you want to call it a pirtza, that's fine. But the point is, it doesn't change the fact, it doesn't join it into one long mavoi.
Why not? If it's a pirtza.
That's a good question. That's what we have to think about. But that's what you're saying.
Mavoi straight. Whatever.
Huh?
Whatever. It's mavoi straight. You get some.
Okay. In other words, it's going to be two mavuos that need a tikkun greater than a lechi. That's what it's going to be. If I had one mavoi sasum with an opening of 11, it would be a mavoi sasum that needs a tikkun greater than a lechi. That's what it would be. Right? This too, according to the Rebbe, it seems like it always retains, they always retain their status as two mavulos. But now they'll become, and it still retains its status as a sosom. Now it's going to be a sosom that requires more on its knisa than a lefi. That's the pshat. That's the pshat.
That last move is amazing.
That's the pshat. Okay. Okay. Let's continue the pshat. So now the Gemara says, so it must be 10. It must be 10. So if it's 10, then what? Then how does Rav learn that it's a mafulash? So that's that we can say is the same, I think, right? Because mafulash he's not bothering with. But as the Ritva points out, now even according to Shmuel, it's a kasha. Why? Why is it a kasha according to Shmuel?
But it's lighter or lesser?
Even at 10. Because the fact that it needs a lefty shows you it's not sosom. In other words, now it comes out like this. It comes out like this. That according to Rav and according to Shmuel, how do we define the door in the corner? How do we define the door in the corner? According to Rav and Knisa. That itself is a kasha and Rafuna. Right?
Because it's functional.
Because it's functionally is being defined. Now, you see the Ritva? The Ritva says the Kasha on Shmuel from Shmuel too. Why? Because according to Rav and Shmuel, they both hold you need a tikkun. The fact that they both hold you need some sort of a tikkun shows they're both holding it's a Knisa. You're only arguing, does it have the status of a Knisa of a Mavei Mafulash or the status of a Knisa of a Mavei Sosom? Right? So that itself is a kasha and Ravuna. According to Rashi's Pshat, it's only a kasha from Rav. Because Shmuel is saying it's sosom, it doesn't need any tikkun. And Rav is saying it's a knisa, then it needs a tirus of Pesach. Right, but according to Rashi's Rebbe, it always needs a tikkun. So that means it's a knisa no matter what.
Why is it a kasha on Ravuna?
I don't mean that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's a riser. If you want to say it needs a tikkun, but it's like a
so now we only have a question: is the machlok is Rafuna, Rav and Shmuel according to the Rebbe? Machlok is Rav and Shmuel according to the Rebbe. Yeah.
Why is it a question according to Shmuel?
It is a question according to Shmuel.
He holds like a sasim.
No, he doesn't hold like a sasim. He holds it's a knisa of a sasim. It's like the knisa of a mavei sasim, but the fact that he calls it the knisa itself is what would bring the raya from.
Right.
Right.
What do you mean by knisa here?
Meaning the opening of this mavei to the rishus harabim. This is considered this mavei's second opening to rishus harabim. Oddly enough, this mavei has two openings to rishus harabim, and yet is still a mavei sasim.
How do we know that he calls it a knisa?
Because it needs a lefi. Where else do you put a lefi?
Right, not by Pesach, not by Chatzirot, so must be
right? It's the duckbill platypus of Mavuos.
What?
Nothing. Yeah. No.
Is that a functional thing?
It's just a conglomerate. It's got odd parts. All right. So now we gotta start thinking. Alright? Now we gotta start thinking. So what's the machlokas of here? So we'll see the Ritva. What does the Ritva say? Yeah. First we'll do machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and then we'll try to do machlokas Rashi and the Rebbe. Go ahead. Who wants to read it? Johnny,
which one are we doing?
The first one. Okay. Right. Skip the part where he, yeah. We skip the Pirush Rashi. He has a kasha that says Tosus Hikshu B'Tosus.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
V'havare l'kasha. Hinesh shemakom ha'minus mishamish knisa v'yitzia l'kana l'kan. Uchilu pasuach l'shneim b'vos. Mechlik olav. The Rav Amar.
So he's setting it up like this, saying that what? That it's the same according to Rav and Shmuel. Everybody agrees about what it is. Everybody agrees it's a knisa and a yitzia. Everybody agrees it's an exit and an entrance. For each mavoi, there's no question of what type of an opening it is in terms of being a entry and exit to the Rosh Hashanah. Right? Go ahead.
The Rav Amar Shataras Oso Pesach Shabbat Mimus Shabbat Mumis Kitaras Pesach Malva Mufulash Dalma.
Dalma. Go ahead.
Shaosim Batras Pesach. Shmuel Amar Shataras Oso Pesach Kipisko Shama Vesasim.
Let me ask you a question. This is my own curiosity. What do you think? Do you think the Ritva is saying one side is more of a stavra? Sounds like to me. It's, I can't really prove it. I can't really define, say exactly. It sounds to me like he's saying Rav seems to flow naturally, right? Seems the way he's setting it up is that according to this formulation, Rav is the more natural idea for two reasons. Because he puts Rav first, which is not the best reason, but that word da'alma, sticks in my mind, right? It's just like a regular mavoi. It's just like a regular mavoi mafulash because it has two knisos or shushas around them. And Shmuel is like the naysayer. Nah, it's awesome. Doesn't give any reasoning for it. Rav, he sort of like gives a reasoning because it's like a regular mavoi. And Shmuel is just the no. Right? All right. Just if it helps. The only reason I'm focusing on it is because sometimes a point like that helps you to think about it. You know, helps to guide you to think about it a little bit. We're on low power here. Uh oh. Who puts the recording level down to zero? Oh. Don't answer that question. But you flagellate yourself later. Okay.
I tell you to leave it down.
What?
I tell you to leave it down.
Not the speaking volume, the recording volume.
No, because you can amplify the entire track.
But does it record with any sound? Is there any sound or anything?
No, zero.
Yeah. That's why I tell you not to touch it. Okay. Anyway.
Why are you saying that they both hold that the Knesset of his Rav? He says that.
Well, we've got these little devices here. The backups. What, those are fakes?
You want you to feel like I've ever.
Thanks.
The computer, all the computers are fake, everything's fake.
They're typing the same word over and over.
Yeah.
Just waiting for talk.
Who was asking the question?
I was. Yeah. How do you know that both Rav and Shmuel hold that it's that this title of a Kanisa or Shusha Rav? The reason is that Kanisa Yisila Kano Khan Ukilu Pasura for Shneha Mavu. This is about being.
Ukilu Pasuach. Right, but from where? But from where? This one opening is like an opening to each Mavoi. Right?
What's he saying?
He doesn't think Ukilu
It's like it is pasuach l'shnei mavuos.
It's opening up into two mavuos.
How could it be opening up into two mavuos?
Right,
from where?
From the other mavuos.
From the other mavuos.
That's what he said. Didn't say about
not really. How could it be an opening into both mavuos?
Because you go from A into B and from B into A.
Both ways.
Both ways?
The Shamish Kinshla of Kinshla
Yitzhia. The Kanokan.
Okay. It's ki'ilu pasu. What does it mean? It's ki'ilu pasu. It's a strange expression.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
It is pasua.
It is pasua.
You mean it's really from the Mubbad Dereshit Rabbah?
Right. That's what it means. It means from the Dereshit Rabbah.
It just means that. I'm not
sure. That's why it's Kehilu.
It's as if it's open up the two Mubbad, so it means Dereshit Rabbah. What's the flow?
Is this open to the Tomb of Willows?
Right, it's not open to the
Tomb. From where? Is this open to the Tomb of Willows? From where?
I was just going to say, from
the standing on the knees.
What?
Exactly the 50%.
From where? From the people who live under, under the wall? The trolls? under the Torah? There's no Torah here. Who?
I don't understand what you're saying, so I can't mean that.
What's your question?
Pasuach, which name of us?
Let me have the whole thing. Let me again. Okay, so this, Makom HaKvimas, where is that, the Makom
HaKvimas?
I think it's a square.
I was afraid someone was going to say that.
The corner. Why?
What's wrong with the square?
What, that diagonal? Huh?
Not the diagonal. Alright, so we have one sheet, the one.
What's the
so
square? This can't be Pasuach.
Why he's going to start with the Pasuach business.
Right.
Okay. This diagonal is what? No, the first part. It's Mishamish Knisa V'Yitzia V'Kanagan. So people over here leave through it. People over here come in through it.
And vice versa.
Both four ways.
Yeah. He also calls that the Makom HaKvimas.
Makom HaKvimas.
Like a Makom is a Makom Kvashuv, no? I mean,
yeah, it's like a place. Okay, go ahead.
Uchayu Pasuach Lishnei HaMavos.
He just said it is Pasuach Lishnei HaMavos. He did, he just said it is Pasuach Lishnei HaMavos. What do you mean? It is Pasuach Lishnei HaMavos.
He's talking about the place, like the square.
Oh, like the square.
That is Makom.
Yeah.
It means functionally the diagonal is open.
Okay, go ahead. Therefore what?
That's the cool.
Huh?
That's the cool.
Nope.
The Rav Amar Shitoras Toto Pesach Shiba Akamumis Kitoras Pesach Mavon Mufuvash Da'alma Shoshimoturas Pesach.
Why?
He's open to two rules.
Why is this a Fulash? Because it's the second opening of this Mavo. The second opening of this Mavo and the second opening of this Mavo. Right?
And that makes it Mufulash.
Because then it's open on both sides.
It's open on both sides, but Mufulash has to be open to the Rishus HaRavim.
Right.
I'm just, you know, the Ritva doesn't have to spell it out.
Because it's the second, it's because it goes to two different ones.
No, it's because it's the second one. Each Mavoy has two Tzachim. Each Mavoy has two Kisas. Right? So the Mavo Mufulash has two heads. The Mavo Mufulash.
Okay.
So where is the second? So here's one opening. Yeah. Where's the second opening? This.
Okay.
Right. I agree. It's obvious. He doesn't have to spell it out, but what he says has nothing to do with, like, what did he tell us? He told us that because it's in the middle, therefore it's a Pesach for both. Okay, obviously. Obviously, we're talking about two Mavo Akum. Of course that's the case. What is he telling us?
Okay, so what's the Machlok? That's what you're trying to explain the Machlok. So Rav says now it's a Mavoi that has a Pesach opening to both places, opening to Shusha Rav. So that's why it's a Mavoi Mufulash. And Shmuel says it's also. So what's the Machlokas? So what's the Machlokas according to the Ritva? We're doing the Ritva. right? And he's trying to define the Holy Rav Shmuel according to the Rashi's Rebbe. He says, because that corner piece opens to, it's like it opens to both. It's like it opens to both. Yeah, so Rav says, therefore it's Mefulash, because it's a Mavoid that has two Knisos. And Shmuel says, no. Yeah. Still the factual problem?
No.
Or you just a complaint against the Ritva?
No. Well, I don't understand.
Yeah,
I'll complain against the
Ritva. Okay, fine. That doesn't
matter.
Go ahead.
So, could it be that it's like you were saying in Shmuel, in other words, that really it's a question of, is this... everybody agrees that the Pesach is a Knisa. Whether it's a Knisa or not, it's fine functionally.
Right.
The only thing is, it's a Machlokes when you have the Tikkun HaMavoy, is the Shem HaMavoy defined structurally or functionally? So Rav says, Shmuel says, like you were saying yesterday, that Mavim Foolish is defined structurally. It's situated between two Mishas Rabbins. And this isn't. So the Tikkun is going to be like that of a Mavoy Sasam. It only opens up to one Rishas Rabbim, even though it functions as a Knisa. Because Knisa is defined functionally, right? You know, the Shem Mavoy is defined structurally, but the Knisa is defined functionally. Whereas Rav says everything is defined functionally.
Correct. Right, so it seems that according to the way that Rashi's Rebbe is learning, is that Rav and Shmuel are arguing about... They're arguing about what the definition of a Mavoi Mefulash is.
A regular.
Yeah. The definition, which all Mefulashim have to take part in. Okay, so we were throwing it around a little bit yesterday, this possibility. Maybe not in Shia, but afterwards. In other words, what's the definition of a Mavoi Mefulash? Okay. According to Rashi's Rebbe, there's no question that this corner door, this corner opening, counts as a second Knesset to the Shurabim. And Rav says, therefore, the definition of Mefulash is a Mavoi that has two openings to Rosh Hashanah. It's Mefulash and Zelazah. Right? It has two Knesos to Rosh Hashanah. So it's just a question of the components. For Mavoi has these two components, two Knesos to Rosh Hashanah. That's Mefulash. So it's a din in the use of the Mavoi. It's a din in the use of the Mavoi. Okay? But it would seem that Shmuel holds like this. Shmuel says, in other words, we want to argue to this case from this case. With the normal case is you just have two walls and Rosh Hashanah on both sides. Right? Rav is saying it's the same. Rav is saying each mobile is the same as this. Why? Because each one is the same. They're the same. Why? Because this Mavoi has two Knesos to Rosh Hashanah, and this Mavoi has two Knesos to Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Shmuel says, no, not so fast. What is it that there's something essentially different between this case and this case? This case is a Mavoi Mefulash because it has Rosh Hashanah on both sides. Let's just speak factually for a minute. It has Rosh Hashanah on both sides. It's very nice to call this a Knesset to Rosh Hashanah, but one thing you can't do is make Rosh Hashanah next to it. It could function as an exit, as a secondary exit to the Rosh Hashanah, or a secondary entrance to Rosh Hashanah. But it won't partake of the structure of an entity of Mavoi Besoch the Rosh Hashanah. You understand? So that's what they're arguing on the point of the Ritva. There's no question that this is a Knesa. No question that it's a Knesa. And that's why Rav says it should naturally be a Mefulash, because it has the elements of Mefulash. In terms of counting elements of a Mefulash, structural components, it's a Mavoi with two walls and two Knesos. So Rav says it should be like a Mefulash Dalma. And Shmuel says no.
He says that's not what makes them mufluz ba'alma. It's not a counting of components that makes it mufluz ba'alma. What makes it mufluz ba'alma is that it's a part of the rishus harabim. In a certain sense, I don't want to define it so. We don't need to define it too well right now. So he says, you can say functionally that this is a knisa, but the fact is there's a hefsek between the knisa and the rishus harabim. So it can't be incorporated into the flow of the rishus harabim itself. It can't be incorporated as a component of the rishus harabim if it is. If there's a hefsek between if a mavoi is mafsek between it and the rishus harabim itself, another mavoi is mafsek, it'll break the tzilah. There's a difference of whether you're looking at the entity as a mitzurach to the rishus harabim or the entity with components that relate to the rishus harabim. So that's what my father is going to Rav Shmuel, according to the Rebbe of Rajin. Hold on.
I don't totally think this is
Machlokas. Oh, we can get to the Machlokas. Which
Machlokas?
Rav Shmuel? Yeah, it was very simple. Very simple. He's looking too deep. Rav says a Mavoi Mefulash is simply has two knisos of the Shus HaRabim. That's what makes it Mefulash. It's not a one-way traffic, it's two-way traffic. Okay? The Sosim only has a one-way traffic to Rosh Hashanah. But this, since I call this a Knesset to Rosh Hashanah, this Mavoi is like this Mavoi, two-way traffic. Right? And Rav says it's not the two-way traffic that makes it a Mefulash. What makes it a Mefulash is that it's sandwiched by Rosh Hashanah. But this is not. Because this has Rosh Hashanah on one side, and another Mavoi on the other side, and then Rosh Hashanah. So each one can't be considered Mefulash, because it's not a part of the Rosh Hashanah. There's a hefsek between it and the Rosh Hashanah. There's a hefsek between it. It's not contiguous. It has to be contiguous with Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
Do we know if the lefty is doing this?
So I put a lefty in
it.
Oh, so the lefty is perfect, because now this is a knisa of a mavoi that has a shame of a sasam. Every knisa requires a tikkun.
So what is the
difference between this and all this?
According to the one who says it's like just like a, put a two walls of drama on one side.
He would say you need to
specify.
It's only Shmuel who would say you need a lefty.
Because then it's just a regular knisa.
It's a regular knisa of a mavoi sasam. How could this be sasam? It's not sealed off. No, sasam doesn't mean sealed off. Sasam means not encompassed, not engulfed in the rishus harabim. And therefore, so now when you make it bigger, interestingly enough, when you make it bigger, according to the Rebbe, it was never a problem of breaking off. It was never an issue. The Machlokas of Rav and Shmuel was never an issue of whether we break off, whether we're sealing this up or not sealing it up. The issue always was the ticking on that knisa. But this knisa is just like any other knisa of either a mefulash or a sasim, depending on yeshika. So if it's bigger, it'll just have a din of a knisa of a sasim that's too big for a lefty. That's it. There's no other issue. Yeah.
I don't know if this is a good question, but why does sasim, like when you think of sasim, you think it's sealed off from something. Why does it have to be your shisha rav? Like it is sealed off, like he admits it's two different mavoi. Like
it's always because since mavoi. Yeah, really, Shmuel is more mustava. In my mind, Shmuel is more mustava because the whole idea of mavoi, the whole idea of tikkun is because you're going to go into an area that's awesome.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
On Shmuel, if you have a thing that's open up on one side for Shram and open up on the other side to push us up, that's a little sussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, why do you think Shmuel is more mustava? Just because, I mean, that's why they made the house of tikkun, but it means that you just put a tikkun on every knisa of the sasim. So I understand this one's not going to be for near shram, I'm not going to look at it, but that's just how it works.
Right, well, I'm saying because since the idea of of the Mavoi is that at the Kinesa there's a danger. So then the part of the definition of Kinesa should be, when we say there's two Kinesos, it should be of a certain sort. Not just, that's like taking the...
abstract structure.
Yeah, taking the structure out of the whole talk. Okay. Okay, look, there are, to this day, there are questions about the proper approach to...
Also, now, what's the question, why is there a question on Shmuel? Well, I understand everyone holds the Kinesa.
So that itself is a question from Shmuel.
Shmuel was saying that it's the Kinesa, but is there...
Right, good.
What is, could we explain why this is different from in general when you have like something that's 11 amos that it's just not anything? It's not, there's no pesach when the game's over, it can't be misnachim.
It's a mavoi that needs a greater taking than lefting.
Right.
There's nothing more that's forward.
Right. Is it just like a mavoi with a pirsa that you need a misnachim it somehow?
Yeah. Before it can have toys, Roy for the Hefter Lefty, he needs another ticket.
Right. Which then they call it another place, Tikkun. They call it Tikkun.
Right.
Well, that's, that's this whole thing. Mitzido Besser and Roshan Bidal. So that's what the Rivers
says. It means with the Lefty alone, it won't be enough. You need another ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, just how do we come to the conclusion that Shmuel holds the Knesset as well?
Because otherwise, you wouldn't be left. Point of Rashi's resume. Rashi's only go on Kinesos to a Mavoi.
No, right, no, but I guess I don't know if you can ask this question, fine, but so why does Rashi's Rebbe. So, right, so like we know like indirectly, like according to Rashi's Rebbe. So
focusing on Rashi and Rashi's Rebbe.
Right.
Oh, right.
Right, so he just says that, oh, like it should be, like, I mean, he holds it to Kinesa because.
Oh, I mean, one of the Rashi and Rashi's Rebbe.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
No, this works out. You know, I haven't gone through the source here, but it works out very well with this thing about machlokas about whether halacha kechananya or halacha ketan kama.
In the next video.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, good. Keep it in mind. Okay. Hold on. So one second. Yep. So now, so what's the so difficult machlokas in Rashi and the Rebbe? Difficult machlokas. I need to find this machlokas very difficult. Right,
They're looking at this, and they want to know: do you need a ticket on this? Okay. Do you need a ticket on this corner? And what Rav, when Shmuel says it's also, does that mean still need a ticket, or does it mean you don't need a ticket? How do you, it's difficult, 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 difficult
Just stay with me a little bit. My focus is Rashi and the Rebbe. It seems to me like this. Rashi knows, we're just reviewing now what Rashi is saying. Rashi is learning that once you say it's Torah Shokisosom, then that means that what? You don't need a lechi. It means to say it's sealed off. Right? And if you say Torah Shokimafulash, that means it's a knisa. So Rashi is holding that the definition of mefulash goes by components. Now, as Rashi is learning, Rashi is holding that it's not a machlokas about what a mefulash is. Right? He's not learning it's a machlokas about the definition of a mefulash. Everybody agrees what a mefulash is.
And it's which side of the
mefulash. And which side is it? It's the side of Rav. Everybody agrees a mefulash is when you have two kinesos, two rishus arayach haravim. If you had two kinesos or rishus haravim, it would be a mali mefulash. The only machlokas going to Rav and Shmuel is, do you say function defines it as a kinesa, or do you say structure is a stima?
You understand?
Yes.
So once you're going to say if that's the focus according to Rashi. Rashi does not entertain the possibility. Yeah.
Just the schema, then why does he don't need anything?
He doesn't. So that's what Rashi says. Between Rashi himself. Exactly right.
So you just have a lefty.
And nothing. Exactly right. Because that machlokas going to Rashi, the machlokas. According to Rashi, it's not a machlokas about Mechula. It's a machlokas about the very issue of Rav Huna and Rav Hanan. Right, whether the function will define this opening as a kinesa, or do we go by the structure and consider it a closure of Pesach? But according to Rashi's Rebbe, the machlokas is about Mefulash itself. Understand? They're arguing about what the machlokas is. So if, according to Rashi's Rebbe, the machlokas is what makes them a foolish. Right? So if that's the machlokas, what makes them a foolish? But they're both agreeing that the function defines the opening. There's one slight difference. I mean, there is one thing that's going to be that is a little strange, and that is that according to Rashi's Rebbe, the function is so great that they will always be considered separate mavuros, no matter what. Right?
You mean even though it's a pirta?
Even if it's a pirta.
That's because of the function?
Well, I'm not sure.
Can you say Rashi's?
Why can't he be dogmatic? I don't know.
Good. Dogmatic?
No, about the straight thing. Straight issue.
Could be.
Can you work out something for that?
Could be. Hold on, let me think about it. Yeah.
Yeah,
simple going to Rashi. Going to Rashi, according to Rashi, above the foolish always has two kinesis to Rishis Rabin. And now it's just a question, is this a kinesis to Rishis Rabin, or is it a schema? Or is it a Pesach that closes? What's the difference? The difference is whether you define things by function or not.
Meaning Shmuel agrees with the Rebbe's Rab. Rashi Shmuel agrees with the Rebbe's Rab.
Right. Correct. Everybody agrees with the Rebbe's Rab. Right? With Rav according to the Rebbe. Right? With Rav according to the Rebbe.
Yeah.
Right. One second.
Aren't they also arguing about how you, what the nature of tikkun is? Like how you do it? Whether it's every time you have a kinesa, the kinesa has a certain nature of tikkun based on the nature of the mavoi?
No, not the way we're
talking. Everybody agrees that if you had two kinesas and a mavoi sasam, well, that would be that's possible.
Right. Yeah.
According to Shmuel and Rashi's Rebbe, what is a mavoi sasam?
According to Shmuel and Rashi's mavoi sasam.
How can you have a mavoi sasam with
a mavoi that's not a part of Rishis Rabbah?
Don't positive definition.
It's sasam from Rishis Rabbah. That's all it means. It doesn't mean sasum structurally. I mean, it's sasum from Rishis Rabbah. It's away from Rishis Rabbah. It's closed off from Rishis Rabbah. So if there's a kinesa to another area, it's not considered opening into Rishis Rabbah.
And what's Rashi's sasum?
Rashi's sasum is structurally a structure of an enclosure on three sides. But a Pesach can function as part of that enclosure.
Mavoi sasam is not part of the Rishis Rabbah. It does have its own
It's sasam from Rishis Rabbah. That's right. It's like a it's sasam from on the foolash too.
How many does that be? Enclosed a certain way, or
well, it has to.
In this case, how many sides is it enclosed? Three.
It has to have the tikkun of the lefty to complete the enclosure.
And that makes it enclosed on
all four sides. And the lefty, according to the Rambam, lefty always gives it like a sasam. So you can't do like a sasam on anything. Lefty won't work.
Before the tikkun, it was enclosed on how many sides?
Before the tikkun, Is it enclosed? The cavern, the fact that it's open to the Rosh Hashanah Yochir, that allows the yeah, two creasers means it's enclosed on two sides.
Two, even?
I don't know. Yeah. No, he's saying that's the Mahodas. Rashi is correct. He's saying that is the Mahodas.
That there's a...
Is Mahodas...
Sorry, Rashi started to work on the
yes. The question from Rob and Shmuel, according to the proof from Rob and Shmuel. One second, there's one more ring up there. Because we didn't touch the re. We didn't touch the re. I didn't ask you to look at it. But let me just tell you what the re holds. The re is the simplest. Shot-wise, he's the simplest. The way he holds is, he says that when it says, is this a Mavoy Mefulash or a Mavoy Sosom? It's a very simple question. Is it one long Mavoy or is it two closed Mavoys? That's it. In other words, if it were a Mavoy Mefulash, what would you need to do? It doesn't go for any of this stuff that's the middle. It says either you look at it like a straight Mavoy, right? Okay. Either you hold a bend doesn't do anything, or you hold a bend closes it off. Okay? That's it.
And he would have just two lefties.
Lefty here, lefty here. It's either lefty here or lefty here. And so it's a direct proof. Mm-hmm. So that is a direct proof.
Yeah.
That is a direct proof. Because if you hold, and when it's asking about 10, it's asking over here and here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Then you're going to say...
Where?
I think it's here.
Oh, yeah?
I think so. If you look at the way Tosus says it, Tosus says...
Why can't it be on the diagonal? Or is it the way you described it?
I know both of them.
It's essentially a problem.
I saw others say it's something like this. Because according to this way of looking at it, it's not. You could say it doesn't matter.
But according to Rashi, the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel.
So then what's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel going to the Re?
Yeah.
What's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel going to the Re? Okay, let's just review the facts quickly. How would the Sikh go going to the Re? It would go like this. That Rav says it's Mefulash. Shmuel says it's awesome. Shmuel says, but how big is the Pesach in the middle? How big is the middle zone? What does he want to say? Here. How big is that middle zone?
It has to be less than 10.
If it's more than 10, then even Shmuel would say it's one long.
Right.
So what's the Mefulash? Strange Mefulash.
Right.
More than
well,
10.
It's not just 4. It's not just a 4. It's a 4 versus 10 machlokas.
It's not just a shape machlokas. Nobody has 10, a shape machlokas.
Right.
What?
If it's 10, it's sasam.
In other words, so the real, the opposite seems to me, I haven't thought through 100%.
You mean?
Hold on. Seems to me that the real is the opposite of Rashi. The real, the Mavoy Mefulash, is definitely Pesach for Shusarab. Right?
Yeah.
So we have three ways of going now. The Rebbe says that itself is the Machlokas. What is the Mavoy Mefulash? Right? Rashi seems to be taking the position that Mavoy Mefulash goes by the number of pesos. Right? And therefore he can entertain the possibility of viewing a Pesach over here and this still being Mefulash. The Rashi says that's ridiculous.
Take the other side of the
Rebbe. He seems to take the other side. The only way to ever be Mefulash is if both, it's the only two openings of the Mavoy are abutting Rosh Hashanah. Now the only question between Rav and Shmuel is when the shape indicates a Pesach, is a Pesach sosin? That's the only question.
What do you mean Sheit indicates Pesach?
Then, when it's Nirek, it's like, when it's, I saw Tosas Rid says, he was answering Sammy's question, I think. He said, the reason why they view it like a Pesach was it's Nirek Ishnei Mavuos.
Okay, for a while.
Just briefly, it seems the Ri is holding the other side of the Ri is holding that it's only Mefulash if it's a budding Rosh Hashanah Rabbin on both Pesachim. The only question for Rav and Shmuel is, when the Hiluch is broken, right, because it's not straight, when the Hiluch is broken, and there's a makom that's roy for Pesach, is the Pesach, do we say there's a Pesach there? In other words, if you have the structural possibility of Pesach, and it's roy for it to be there because of the function, do you say that there will be a Pesach that will close it off and make it into two mavuos? Okay? But therefore, if it's bigger than 10, even Shmuel will say it's one mavuos. Right? But the only question is...
Huh? Question.
I can't define it properly, but I'm saying, you have to say the question in the Re is, when there's less than 10, there's only question when there's, right. When there's 10, not when there's more than 10. When there's more than 10, everybody agrees one long moment. The only question is, when it's 10 or less, right, since the Hiluch is turned in a crazy way, because it's Akum, right, does that itself does that itself allow the Pesach to be Chal?
Brian, but Pesach is the only way to function according to it. Doesn't Tosos hold that Pesach is Zoyas as a Shem Pesach? You might just have run into problems with removing the Hiluch of the Ram for the main Kinesa. But it always has a Shem Pesach under 10. Everybody agrees to that. Regardless of anything.
No. According to Rav, there's no Pesach over here. According to Rav, it's one long Mavoi.
Right.
This is just like the middle of a bent Mavoi. So that's what the point of the Rig. Says this is no different than a Mavoi that's sloped, like Sammy was asking. Saying there's no difference. Bend it as much as you want. It's just a curvy Mavoi. You don't say at every curve there's a Pesach.
So what does this prove at Tito Bedalit? How is this proving that?
Oh, because the reason why, okay, that's a good point, you're right. The reason why it's not a Pesach, well, it's a good point, you're right, I missed that point. Now, the answer like this, the way the Ri is looking at it is that if the Hiluch indicates, I can't define this point, that's the point you're asking about, at a certain point when we say it near a Kishnei Mavuos. Okay. Apparently, when it's near a Kishnei Mavuos, a Pesach will be Chal if Pesach is capable of being Chal.
Right, meaning what?
According to everyone. Right? And that's the proof that Rav disagrees with Rav Huna.
Why?
So the Pesach emerges here because it looks like there's two Mavuos.
Yeah, why?
Huh?
Pesach emerges just because it looks like there's two Mavuos?
Yeah, just like when you have a hole, I don't know why you guys are surprised by this, when you have a hole in the wall, there's only a Pesach there because it looks like there should be a Pesach there.
Oh, you mean there's a Pesach?
No, but there is a Pesach
there.
No, it's a hole.
Yeah, you walk through it.
But why isn't that a piercing?
Right.
What?
Why isn't that a piercing?
It's small.
I mean, because Rav Chanan maintains
that. No, I'm saying on a normal level, if I have mechitzos, right? So there's just a hole in the wall. Pesach is a definition.
Yeah, but there's no hole in the wall.
I would say that with Tzuris Pesach, it looks like Tzuris Pesach. No. Tzuris Pesach is a Tzuris Pesach. That is a physical representation of Pesach. But when I just have a hole in the wall, I say there's a Pesach there because it's nearer like there should be a Pesach there. So over here on Mavoi Akum is saying that it's nearer Kishnei Mavuos. Nearer Kishnei Mavuos, right? So nearer Kishnei Mavuos, I would say that the Pesachim should go in line with each wall. Like the Ritva draws a picture. The Ritva draws a picture like that, right? Now the only thing that would make it two mavuos is a wall, right? According to Ri, the question is whether there's a Pesach there at all or not.
Right.
Whether there's a Pesach there at all or not. If there's a Pesach, it's definitely Mavoi Sasa. If there's no Pesach, then from side to side it's Mefulash. Now what's going to be, what's going to determine if there's a Pesach over here or not? Whether you hold Pir Tzav Mitzido Ad Eser, the Shem Pesach.
Why?
Because it's near, they should be there.
So is it just the same machlok as the last one?
The same exact machlok as the last one.
So the proof is perfect.
The proof is easy. Point of the read, the proof is very simple. There's no Pesach here that we're defining as a Knesset, this or that. Right? And the point of Rashi was complex, because he was saying, well, there is definitely a Pesach here, but this is the Knesset. According to the read, it's just a question, is there something that's considered to be so same or not? No, the only way to be, according to Rashi, it could have been Mefulash even if there was a Pesach here, in the middle. According to the Ri, it'd be impossible to be Mefulash if there's a Pesach in the middle. The only way it's Mefulash is if there's a Knesa and a Knesa and no Pesachim in the middle at all. Because he holds, like the second, so he holds like the Shmuel Tzad of the Rashi's Rebbe. That the Mefulash must be subsumed in Rosh Hashanah. So then the only question is, did I get that right? So then the only question is this something that you're saying?
What's the proof against your Khanan again?
The proof against your Khanan is that your Khanan holds whatever it is, Malcolm is capable of having a capable.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. See, it's universal. Who cares about anything that's going on? Right, okay, good. Right. Methodologically, would you,
So tomorrow we're going to finish up the sugya. Okay, tomorrow we'll finish up the sugya. What I sent you today, you'll hear. I'll remind you.
You know, like, would it be a bad move to say...
But in terms of the next piece, it doesn't. All of this doesn't matter. Because you don't have to learn the next